Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Jerry Bologna, president and CEO of Jedco, an amazing announcement today, and he's here to tell us about it. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Good afternoon.
So you guys, the council passed on some things in June, and y'all announced, I think, this morning, the creation of a new district. Tell us about this district.
So this is the what we announced this morning was the establishment of the Jefferson Parish Design District, and major cities all over the country and really throughout the world have these design districts, whether it's L.A. or Vegas or Miami or New York. But there was no true design district in this region. And so this is about a 320-acre area, basically from the parish line of Jefferson Highway when you cross into Jefferson all the way to the bend. So Monticello to Brooklyn and from the river to Earhart. And what's exciting about this is, you know, most efforts that Jedco undertakes, we have to start from scratch. And this is an effort that's really grew organically. And there are a number of design-related businesses there, whether it's the big box retailers like Lowe's, the Salvation Army thrift store, but you have a dozen or so design professionals and flooring companies and everything you would need related to design already exists in that area. So we were approached by some of those designers about establishing the design district, and here we are today announcing that district.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but within that same area, there is the availability of land for development as well, right?
There is land available. There's warehousing, retail space available. So lots of room for future development, and that's what's exciting about the design district. We have the existing anchors there, but we want to attract more design-related firms to the area. And through the council action, we've established the district boundaries. Design-related firms and other investment in the area really can qualify for some tax incentives. We have finance programs at Jedco that are geared towards design-related firms. And so we not only want to attract more design-related businesses to the area, which is really a placemaking and a place-based development strategy, but we want everyone in the region to know this as the design district. So whenever they have a need for those services, they know they're coming right there to the Jefferson Design District.
This becomes an attractive place to locate oneself within that silo for sure, because it's been, and I don't mean this as a criticism, but it's kind of been a very much a mixed bag in that area for a long time, right?
It's an interesting area because you have some residential pockets interspersed with some heavy industrial and industrial. And this is what we've seen over the years is just some organic growth of more office space, more retail trades. And I think you'll see a further development of that area into higher and better uses. And that's not to say industrial uses aren't the highest and best use in areas, but we want to really have this as a front door to Jefferson Parish. As people come in from the city, we want to put our best foot forward.
Some of the existing businesses that are there, Acme Locks, Amon and Associates, Aeroliga Custom Millwork, B&B Flooring, and Budget Blinds, all Dop Antiques, Famiglio's Ironworks, very familiar with those folks, Haven Custom Furnishings, and the list goes on and on. These are the type of businesses that you typically find in these design districts?
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I were in San Diego earlier, or last month, and toured one of the design districts in that area. And you see all sorts of businesses, and what it becomes is just a magnet. If you're building a house, designing, renovating, building, you know, commercial buildings, these are places you can go to get, whether it's your building appliances, flooring, everything, all in one stop.
Yeah. What are you hearing from the existing businesses there? I guess the tide rides, you know, rises for all, even though they may have competitors to them moving in that same area.
Yeah. So the interesting, you mentioned that because one of the brains behind this effort was Karen Nelson, who owns, along with her business partner, the Design Center of New Orleans. And she was telling me this morning how many of her friends in the industry, other designers, now want to locate. They want to be with their peers. They want to be in an area where people recognize it as a design district. So it really is that making that pie bigger instead of carving it up into more pieces. It's creating a bigger pie.
Historically, some of these types of businesses have been located in Elmwood, right?
I think you had them interspersed all over the city, some of them downtown, other areas of the city throughout Jefferson.
In Mid-City, Mid-City as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
And this is really an opportunity to bring those all here. You know, it's a really strategic piece of land because it's easy to get anywhere from there, really, to get into the city, to even to get on the Earhart Expressway, to get to the interstate. It works fairly easy.
Great proximity, not only ingress and egress to the city, but you're right there near one of the state's largest employers, employment bases in Ochsner. There's public transportation on the corridor. So it really, that stretch of Jefferson Highway is really poised for a facelift, and this is the type of thing that is one of those grassroots efforts that can help people invest in their buildings and invest in their properties and attract more and more uses. And I think as the district becomes successful, then you're going to have more desire for quality of life offerings, more restaurants and other offerings that are going to want to be there as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Last question, Jerry. There was an I guess, was it an oil production facility back there? I can't remember if it was Shell or the other or another.
That was the Equilon, Shell Equilon plant.
What's going on with that piece of land, huge piece of land?
Yeah, that if you're facing the Lowe's home improvement, that's to the left of it. And I really, Newell, I have to be honest, I have to check into that. I know there were some remediation efforts to clean up that property and get it back into commerce, but I would have to get an update on that.
I mean, incredible opportunity, though. I mean, that's as big a piece of land as we have on the East Bank that's probably available for development, right?
It's a very large tract that goes from Jefferson all the way back to Earhart Expressway. Yeah, it would be prime for development.
And is there still there were plans for the cold storage extension road to go to Jeff Highway? Is that still being bannered about, or is that project dead? Do you know?
So Dakin Street, which is one of the streets that runs perpendicular Jefferson Highway, there was talk. A significant talk at one time to have that go under the Earhart Expressway and connect Airline to Jefferson Highway. It was put on the back burner for funding reasons. I still think it exists on the back burner, but there hasn't been any movement to push that right now.
I mean, that would be a huge addition to this district, right?
Absolutely. You don't have much north-south. You have great east-west traffic flow, but not much in north-south, and I think that's important not only to this district, but emergency vehicles going to and from the hospital and just greater flow of traffic throughout the region.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations on the creation of the Jefferson Parish Design District. 320 acres located in Old Jefferson. That's exciting to hear about it. And congrats again, Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of JEDCO. And thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of the Jefferson Economic Development Corporation. They're involved in a whole lot of different projects, very similar to GNO Inc. And when we talked to Michael Heck, they work together a lot, and they do a lot of the same things in Jefferson Parish, and we're excited for this new project. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.